Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
In order to become the better version of yourself, you literally have to kill off your original version. Because if it lingers around, it's going to find you again.
I was 6'1" and 300 pounds. He laughed at me. Seven other recruiters laughed at me. I walked in the recruiter's office and he looked at me and he said, "You're fat and you're black." I came back 3 months later, 106 pounds lighter.
Only risk takers win. By definition, if you are the same as everybody else, if you're not taking a risk over and above what everybody else is taking, by definition, you can't win. If you're doing exactly what everybody else is doing, how can you possibly win? You have to be different to win. You have to take risks.
My father always told me, don't expect anything to be handed to you. You know, you do the work, you know, and everything else is going to figure itself out. You know, what's for you is for you. And you can't take anybody's blessings away from anybody else. So I'm just like walking my path, man, and just trying to be locked in.
Focus and fail fast. Learn quickly. Try something new. The faster you fail and learn, the faster you succeed. You actually learn to succeed by failing. If you want to increase your rate of success, you must double your rate of failure.
If you're too scared to show up and you sit back at home wondering what if and everything else, no one in hell is going to call you an opportunity because you weren't present. The winners always show up. They're willing to lose in order to gain. We all fall down in life. The question is, who gets back up? You go after and you give it all you have. If you lose, at least you try, man. I failed. It's 10 times more of a man than someone said, what if? Because what if never went to the arena.
One thing that I've discovered is the black sheep of the family always, if they keep getting back up again, turns out to be the goat. Stop taking constructive criticism from people that have never constructed anything that you've walked through.
There's no excuse not to be the hardest motherfucking worker in the room. In all your endeavors, schoolwork, the gym, your career, your relationship, your needs attached to it. It's gotta mean more than anything.
Lock in, believe in what you believe in. Nobody else matter. You have to hold yourself accountable. You have to hold yourself to your truth. You have to hold yourself to your beliefs. And always believe in the power of the man above. Because nobody in the history of life been able to do it by themselves.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Men. Nobody.
Hustle, hustle, hustle. Sleep was sin in my household. If it was daylight, you couldn't be inside. Mom would always say, why are you going to watch someone doing something when you can go out in the world and do it yourself? Turn that damn thing off. Get outside. Had to be outside. Get out in the world. Go hustle. Figure it out. Be home at dark.
You can just do things. Just do it anyway. Do it tired. Do it sad. Do it lonely. Do it without a role model. Because if you're waiting for somebody to come along and give you that helping hand, sometimes you're going to be waiting too long.
I want to wake you up at 3 o'clock in the morning and go, come on, man, we're going running. Like, I want to see what you do when you're tired. Let me see how you push yourself. Come on, man, get up. Get up again tomorrow. Get up again tomorrow. Get up again tomorrow. The next day. Get up, get up, get up, get up. Keep going. How long can you maintain a positive attitude? Where's all this teaching? You're teaching people. You can't do shit yourself.
Turn your feelings off when it comes down to you wanting to be better. What that means is when that alarm clock goes off, your feelings gotta go away if you want to achieve greatness. And greatness is only achieved when your feelings about that kind of shit, and let me say that kind of shit, so for those soft people who may be listening to this, don't put words in my mouth. I'm not talking about your family and all that shit. I'm talking about the grind. The f***ing grind.
Be a dangerous man. Now, being dangerous is not being a threat. They're two different things, all right? And it's not about going out and lifting weights and getting a bunch of tattoos and wearing leather jackets and walking around with your chest and shoulders up, hulking around saying, I'm dangerous. That's very rarely is that a dangerous man. Often the most dangerous man in the room is the quietest man in the room.
Motivation is crap. It's shit. People right now, maybe listening to this shit, they'll be motivated to go run. If it's cold somewhere where they're at, allow them to shut that door, go back inside. That's motivation. It comes and go as how you feel. If you and your wife are good, if you and your kids are good, if you're good at work, you're motivated. I like a motherfucker whose life is imploded, ain't got shit in life, and says, still got it after today, man.
There comes a day where being average, being mediocre, is just sickening to you. It's just sickening. It makes you want to throw up. Because you've seen people with far less talent than you. As you're growing up with them, their childhood buddies, whatever else, they didn't have what you had. Yet now they're going to become something that you haven't. There comes that day. It's either when you're young, you know, and it strikes you on the baseball field because you're sick of striking out. Or it's when you get fired from your fifth job, you know, and your wife and kids are on your ass because you don't have support anymore. There comes a day where push comes to shove. Where being mediocre, being like average and shit just burns. It sucks so much. You can't deal with it one more day. And you get off your ass. And you create something that's always been there. It's always been inside of you trying to come out. But you've never wanted to unwrap it because it's too much pain and commitment. You were scared you're going to fail. You were scared if you started, you never finish it. You didn't want to tell anyone about it. You knew it was there, but you never wanted to embark on it until something hits.
Sometimes life can really hijack your mind. When that happens to you, you're all up. Your goals, your ambitions, everything is out the window.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. And when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
In life, we all go through different things. Sometimes your girlfriend or boyfriend breaks up with you. Guess what? Get the f*** over it. They no longer want you. Maybe you fail a test in school. You worked your ass off. Guess what? You failed the test. Get over it. Move past it. Learn to not let life hijack your brain. At work, you've been working your ass off for that new promotion. You don't f***ing get it. Someone else does. Maybe they kiss better ass than you do. Guess what? Get over it. Life will hijack your mind if you let it. Don't allow all these things to make you a lesser person. You must own your mind. Don't let life own yours.
Before you win, everyone will ask why you're working so hard. And after you win, everyone will remind you how lucky you got.
Why not you? Why not you? We all ask why we should work this hard. Why take that many classes? Why go to school that many years? You know, why take the notes? Why read the books? Why work that hard? Why put yourself through the push-ups and the disciplines? Why? Good question, why? Best answer to why, I think, is the second question. Why not? Why not see how many books you can read, how many classes you can take, how many skills you can develop? Why not see how valuable you can become to the marketplace and to your friends and to your family? Why not see what you can make of yourself? Why not see how far you can go, how much you can see, how much you can earn, how much you can share? Why not? That's the heritage all of us have, in America especially, is to see what we can make out of our lives now that we've been given this extraordinary opportunity.
When you're suffering, you give up on the very things that you wanted the most. When I was going through pararescue, I wanted to be a pararescueman so bad, but that water haunted me. So when the suffering got too much, my dream died.
Talent? I don't believe in talent. Well, some people, they have talent. That's, it's good. It helps when you have talent. As long as you have a lot of determination and willpower, that's all you need. And you have to have the will to win.
Hard times create hard men. Hard men create soft times. Soft times create soft men. Soft men create hard times.
If you don't fail, you're not even trying. My wife told me this great expression. To get something you never had, you have to do something you never did.
Failure has been achieved, thank God. Now, the only place to go from failure is to win.
You have to achieve failure. You have to take it that far. Nobody wants to go that far. It's too scary. But you know something? I got news for you. That's where winning is. It always has been. Nothing's changed since the 70s. Nothing. Except people train not as hard.
The hardest thing in life is figuring out who you are and what you want to do for the rest of your life. And once you figure that out, you wake up every day and you work toward it. It's impossible for you to fail if you know who you are, what you want to do, and you wake up every day and work toward it.
He's hooking. Damn, Rod, come on! What's the matter with you?
Tomorrow. Let's do it tomorrow.
There is no tomorrow! There is no tomorrow!
Once you change one thing, your mindset, you can attack everything. Hmm.
Trees don't hang around with the grass, even though they all started from the same place.
Spend so much time on self-improvement that you have no time to criticize others.
Never say never, because limits, like fears, are often just an illusion.
Don't make excuses. Now, some of the best athletes or the greatest athletes in the world do things when they're uncomfortable. It's the best people who can overcome when they're tired, sore.
Just get started. The longest time in the world is the hesitation between thought and action.
I had to stop thinking normal. I can no longer be a common man walking around doing common things. Everything you do, you may have some support, you may not, but it's on you. You have to make the decision whether you want to be a badass or whether you just want to be mediocre.
It's always you versus you. If you're competing against other people, you know what I mean? Competing against others, and you're going to become bitter. Eventually, you'll become bitter. But if you compete against yourself, you'll become better. You know what I mean?
Not today. Maybe tomorrow. Well, guess what? That's why it's so easy to be great nowadays, because most motherfuckers are weak.
You are not ready.
I know.
Like everyone else.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You want to learn the way to win, but never to accept the way to lose. To accept defeat. To learn to die is to be liberated from it. So when tomorrow comes, you must free your ambitious mind and learn the art of dying.
Really want to avoid all the critics in your life, then do nothing, say nothing, and be nothing, and you'll never get their attention. But if you are something and you're doing something, you become something, guess what? You get their attention, and that pisses them off because they can never be what you are now. So the only thing they can do to make themselves feel good is try to bring you the f*** down.
The hardest thing is to keep going, but we have to. Like, we have to continue to hold on. And I would imagine for so many people out there, that is probably the most difficult thing.
Learning is the beginning of wealth. Learning is the beginning of life change. Some people want to start with motivation, but you don't start with motivation. But here's the best motivation we've got going. The proof of our success.
Focus and fail fast. Focus and fail fast. Learn quickly. Try something new.
If you make yourself more than just a man, if you devote yourself to an ideal, and if they can't stop you, then you become something else entirely. Which is a legend.
It's all about focus. I don't care who you are, where you're from. Doesn't matter. It's having a focus and having a purpose. Right, you wake up every single day to get better today than you were yesterday. It doesn't matter what you are. You're a basketball player, a hockey player, a golf player, a painter, right? It doesn't matter.
Right.
You try to reach your full potential by getting better every single day, and that's the quest.
A quote that has helped me immeasurably over the last few years. It's something that hit me, and it knocked me for six. And it's so simple. And it's from a book called The Horse, The Boy, The Fox, and The Mole. And it's basically an illustration book. And one of my favorite quotes out of the whole book is, a boy and a horse are in the woods. And a boy says to the horse, "I can't see a way through." And the horse says, "Can you see your next step?" And the boy says, "Yeah." And the horse says, "Then just take that."
Wow.
And it hit me.
Yeah.
all of the time we look at the goal, we look at the future, we look at the end game, we look at how long a journey it is, and we feel overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Instead of that, just go, right, I'm not going to worry about that, because that will come. With each step, you will get closer to that. So I don't need to worry about how far away it is. All I need to focus on right now is my next step.
Go for it, guys. You gotta say, you know what? This comfort zone I'm in is a danger zone. It's a danger zone because what is it doing? It's stopping you from your true potential. It's comfortable. I don't want to step out here because I don't know that area. Don't let anyone say you can't do something. Don't let your mind say, oh, I can't do it anymore, to your body. You can. You just got to push past it. At the end of my life, my tombstone, one thing it'll have on it, no regrets. And that's a good life, man. But I'm going to give it a shot. They have some support. They get behind you, you know, and then you go for it, and you, bam, you overcome that step. The next step's even bigger and bigger. Next stop, then you're on top of the mountain, man. You only got one life. Why not go for it, right?
Isn't it about time you become that person you knew you always could be? How do you do that? You break the old guys. You get the out of bed when it's cold, when it's early. You do something away from the normality of what you've been doing. That's psychotic behavior. Doing the same thing, expecting a different result, doesn't work that way. You must switch up the mainframe. Switch it up if you want a different result, man. Why not try it, man? Shock the system. Start with an earthquake, man. What I mean by that is, yeah, get up at 4 in the morning one day. Just one day. And go for a run. Commit to one day. And see how you feel. As you're jogging it back in around 5 or something. As your neighbors are still asleep. Or as you're jogging it back in at 6 o'clock. And your neighbor's just getting up, grabbing the coffee, looking outside. Wondering, you know, what the day's going to hold for them. Well, your day's already provided something for you.
There was no passion, no drive, no nothing. But I had this fire that I'm going to be somebody. And it has to be there, because on all those bad days and all those days you don't want to do shit, you have to be your own motivator.
You get absolutely better returns at the top ends of achievement, because oftentimes assets pool to the winners. The problem is, to achieve the highest levels, you have to give up proportional amounts of the things you hoped the achievements would get you. There comes a time when the hard work you have to do is learning that you can't work any harder any longer, and that you have to change what got you here to what will get you to where you want to go. You can work to get anything you want, but you have to sacrifice the other things you want to keep it. And that's sometimes harder than the work.
It's about the grind. The sleepless nights, the sacrifices, the prayers you whispered when nobody was watching. It's all about those moments when you could have folded, but you didn't.
Finish what you started. I know it's getting tough. You're tired. It feels impossible. It's getting harder. But finish what you started. Don't forget why you even started in the first place. Everybody said you wouldn't finish. Everybody counted you out. Don't you dare prove them right.
Nothing great is going to come without you having to deal with what I call adversity and pain tolerance.
Hey, look, let me guess. New year, new you, right? New year, new you. You've been saying that every year, but it's always new year, same you. You know, I just don't understand why you go every year remaining the same when the person that you are today has just been destroying your life. You're mentally killing yourself every year and you don't even realize it. I mean, it's time for you to look yourself in the mirror and make some change before it's too late.
What is the best advice you've ever had or received?
Do so much work, it would be unreasonable for you not to be successful.
You got to do it alone. You got to do it broke. You got to do it scared. You got to do it when you don't know what's going to happen. You got to do it when you don't feel like it. You got to do it even when you're nervous. You got to do it even when you don't have the answers, because you'll figure it out as you go. You know, that's the secret to manhood.
Hey, bro, can you just promise me one thing, bro?
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Promise me that for the next 6 months, you'll give it your all. No averageness, no laziness, no excuses, just pure effort. Because truth be told, that's all that you're missing. It's just effort. If you just hone in, block out the noise, get off the ground, get off your phone, tell your weaknesses no, and tell your strengths yes, I promise you by the end of the year, you'll be in a totally different situation. But I can't want it more than you. You gotta make that choice.
Just keep stacking days. Just keep stacking days. As long as you keep stacking days, I promise you, you will see the change, but everything that you want is on the other side of hard.
Do you not understand that the more comfortable you get, the more uncomfortable life gets, the less action you take, the more consequences you have. The more you let those bills pile up, the less work you put in, the more food you eat, the fatter you get, all these things are gonna start piling up on you, bro. And bro, I know you weren't built to be average. You were built to have riches. You were built to have the body you want, the physique that you want, the dreams that you want. You were built to have these things, and yet you're content with being average. At the end of the day, the keys are in your hands, bro. It's on you to go make that shit count.
The truth is, you must keep going. Why? Because you deserve to see what happens when all your hard work pays off. Keep going because you're stronger than you think. Keep going because each step forward brings you one step closer to your goals. Keep going because the best is yet to come. You need to understand, you can't win all the time. And unless you lose, you haven't even tried.
Every fucking day I wake up and I don't want to do some fucking shit. I'm like, okay, man, do you want to be a bitch today? Do you want to feel like a little bitch? Do you want to walk around all day knowing that you could, but you didn't? You have to be open-minded to the possibilities that I can do this. Once you shut your mind down to the possibility that it can be achieved, there's no way it can happen.
But if you want some kind of a good outcome, you're going to have to work hard for it. And if you don't work hard for something, you're not going to get an outcome that's really worth much.
There's a payoff for bad eventually. There's a payoff. It can't be bad, but for so long. If you got the strength and the understanding to realize that, shit will change.
You need to get on it. You need to be in here every day. You're almost out of time. You're 22. You're late.
Stop being driven by rewards. Stop being driven by outcomes. Stop being driven by, if I get this, I'm going to do this. Just work. And if you don't get what you thought you were going to get, show up and still go to work. Because along the process, what's more important, what you acquire or who you become?
You cannot erase the work ethic part. There is no getting around. Ain't no elevator to the top. You got to take the stands.
I've had quite a few people on that have that same message, and it resonates with people because we're all trying to improve ourselves. No one's perfect.
Nope.
I'm not perfect now. I never will be. You're not, and you never will be, but you're better than you were yesterday, and you're going to be better tomorrow.
You have to attack. You have to keep attacking. The enemy has to know he is not going to give up. You must break the soul of whatever the f*** is in front of you.
If you take away suffering and leave discomfort, you realize that the only difference between discomfort and suffering is resistance.
You don't start things and not finish them. You don't quit. There's nothing that comes out of quitting besides knowing that you didn't finish. We finish everything. You start it, finish it. If you're going to do it to try and be the best.
Through this, through discipline, through self-discipline, through repetition, through tons of repetition, the same thing that you don't want to do. That's the key thing. Through repetition of things you don't want to do, you develop mental, like an armor for your mind.
Imagine that you're in a movie, and imagine the movie begins now, and you're the hero of the movie.
Yeah.
What would that guy do?
You find no f***ing answers in the light. None. It's too happy. It's too nice. And we don't need to be taught how to live in happiness. That just comes naturally to us.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.